Wake Up Jeff. 8 minutes to nine. That's from the wonderful Rewiggled album. The tribute from top Aussie songwriters and performers to the phenomenon that is the Wiggles. The track was Fruit Salad. And that was done for us by Steve Lane and the Autocrats. And that was an album put together to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Wiggles, as we say. And this year is another celebration. Yes, indeed. Because the original Yellow Wiggle, Greg Page, is back on the team, back in the big red car, and gearing up for a world tour. After 5 years after illness forced him to step aside, he's with us this morning. Greg, good day.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm just all the better for hearing you and imagining you in that yellow skivvy.
Well, that's good. I look a little bit different now. The hair's a bit thinner and a bit greyer, but, you know, the spirit is still there.
Now, I mean, you must be rather surprised by the thrill that people have expected at your return, and I guess as much as you were by the expressions of devastation on your departure. What is it about the Wiggles that has this extraordinarily visceral impact on the fan base?
Look, I think it's the ability of the Wiggles to connect with the audience. The fact that we centre everything that we do on an early childhood approach. We target everything to be developmentally appropriate to children, and we ensure that quality remains all the time.
And why come back? Now, you left because you had a rather bad problem called dysautonomia, which involves fatigue and fainting spells, which sounds pretty dire and not compatible with a performing life.
No, that's right. Yeah, it was pretty unpleasant. And at the time that I left, I didn't have a diagnosis, so it was even more stressful. But, of course, through the passage of time, I've become aware of what it is that I have and how to manage it and stay on top of it. And it just happened that the guys asked me if I'd be interested in coming back to the Yellow Skivvy, and they assured me that they'd be able to take into account my health condition and my situation. And I thought, well, if they can do that, then there's no reason why we can't give it a go.
And, of course, that Yellow Skivvy wasn't just sitting in a glass cabinet during your absence. It was, handed over to Sam Moran, who took your role in the band and in the performance. He's been terrific. But was that a hard gig for him to fill in that way?
Look, I don't know. I mean, I know it's a hard gig. I don't know how well he coped with it. I mean, he did very well. He did a great job. So Sam has a lot of fans out there, and this change is going to be difficult for them. But you know, change is something that we can't control in life, and it happens all the time. And I think that in the same way that the change took place between me and Sam 5 years ago, children will cope and they'll get to know that the Yellow Wiggle is now Greg.
Now, you won't have avoided the little papers around the country this morning, which splash with the story of your return, but take a pretty tough line on it, I guess, saying that there's a dispute in the group about money, and that's behind this transition. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't know anything about that. As I said, I was asked by the guys to come back, and that's all I know about. You know, the other stuff I can't really speak of, I'm afraid.
What do you think he'll do next, Sam?
Well, I don't know. I saw Sam yesterday, and you know, whatever it is that he's going to do, I know that he's very comfortable with the way things are. So he told me he's happy, and he's you know, I think that what he said to me is genuine. So I don't think there's any reason for people to be thinking that there's anything untoward going on.
You don't think there might have been an opportunity here to create a fifth Wiggle, perhaps get into Cerise or something?
Oh, look, again, that wasn't my decision. But, you know, I was coming back into the Wiggles.
That's the extraordinary thing about the Wiggles as a performance group, that your audience base, it continually refreshes. So is there a temptation there to sort of keep sticking with what you're doing, to keep the output constant, or to continually evolve with each new group that you move into with an audience?
Look, I think it's a matter of sticking to the fundamental principles of early childhood, and so long as we do that and work within those parameters, whatever we do will be accepted by the audience. So to that extent, yes, last year was the 20th year, this is the 21st year of the Wiggles, and it has stood the test of time, and obviously what the Wiggles do works. And so we're going to keep doing that now with me back in the group. We're going to keep that early childhood focus and ensure the longevity of the brand, you know, into the future.
When you started out, all those 20 years ago, had you made those sort of calculations around those principles of early childhood, as you said, or has this been sort of a happy accident?
No. It was definitely a thing that we sat down and said, look, if we keep things to what we've learned here at university about teaching children, if we target everything to the audience, it'll hit the mark. And it did. And, you know, that wasn't from a commercial standpoint or viewpoint or from a financial return prospect. It was just a matter of wanting to be dead on with what we were doing in terms of reaching an audience of children and writing music that could speak to them, I guess. And that's what we're still doing, and I think that's the reason for the success of the Wiggles to date.
What's the most important trick of the trade for making that work? It must go beyond skivvies.
Oh, absolutely. It does go beyond skivvies. So that is one of them.
Tell me about that. Tell me about the colours.
Oh, well, the colours, I mean, they're very strong colours, and children will identify, you know, one member of the Wiggles with a skivvy. So, of course, I was yellow, then Sam was yellow, then now I'm yellow again, but then Anthony's blue, Murray's red, Jeff's purple. They're strong, bold, almost primary colours. Mm. So that gives the children a sense of uniformity and familiarity, and that's one reason why the transition between me and Sam and now Sam and me again will be made a lot easier for children. So this decision that we made back in 1992 to have the coloured skivvies has served the purpose and has served it well over time. I mean, there's a lot of things that we do in the Wiggles that are done with an early childhood focus in mind. I mean, so many, but to stand here and talk about them would take some time. But I guess so long as we are talking to the audience in a way that's not patronising and condescending, we're pitching things to them on their level as an equal, and we're not talking down to them, that's a really big thing. A lot of people think that, you know, children are just children. They're not people.
Yes.
But children are people just like adults are, and they deserve respect, and they deserve to be spoken to the same way that adults would like to be spoken to.
Now, you're not easing back into this, are you? There's a world tour looming.
Look, I've got a couple of months to get match fit. We're going to be in the studio for a period of time writing songs and recording. Then I'm assuming there'll be a few days of rehearsal, but yeah, you're right, back into it. And traipse all around Australia and then all around the world.
Now, world tours by performing artists make me think of backstage riders. Greg, what's in a Wiggles rider?
Water and Gatorade and fruit. That's it.
Fruit salad?
Yeah, fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Greg Page, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
It's Greg Page there, the long-lost yellow Wiggle, who'll be returning to the world's favourite youthful entertainers very shortly, in time for that world tour in March.